he said, well, I was kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
angry, so hurt, so mm-hmm. upset.
Mm-hmm. And someone's about to lose their temper. You tell them to just keep
calm.
And
that's one way to make them lose their temper.
If you'd been working very hard, you'd say you were very
busy.
Or
if I might be tired.
Uh-huh. Any other expression besides tired?
Exhausted.
Uh-huh. Or you say I'm just completely.
Well, let's see, completely worn out.
Okay. And say if a person had been well and then suddenly here they have some disease, you might say, well, when I saw them yesterday, they were fine. When was it that they
discovered this?
Or they what sick?
Oh, got sick.
Okay. And say if a person went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and his eyes were running, you'd say that he...
It's caught cold.
Okay. Or yesterday he...
caught cold.
And if it affected his voice, you'd say he was...
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
cough.
And say if you'd gotten someone some medicine, you go in and find the medicine still by their bed, you might say, well, why haven't you...
taken the medicine.
And the person might say, well, an hour ago I...
took some.
And in another hour I'll...
I will take some.
Okay. And
principal parts of verbs. All right.
if someone can't hear anything at all, you say that they're...
deaf.
Do you ever hear deep?
Yeah. But not, I don't hear anybody say that.
Uh-huh. Say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Well, he'd probably say, I've sweat. I've perspired.
Okay. Or just using a preterite form, you'd say, look how much I... of sweat, you'd say, look how much I...
sweat.
Okay. And, a sore that comes to a head would be a...
a boil? A sore that comes to a head? Mm-hmm. Could be a boil.
And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is...
pus.
What about when you open a blister?
Water. You have water in a blister.
And you'd say, a bee stung me in my hand.
A bee stung me what?
In my hand.
My hand swelled.
Okay. And it's still pretty badly...
swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will...
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
wound.
And sometimes when a wound won't heal back right, has this white granular substance around the edge, and it's got to be cut out or burned out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear that called anything?
Cauterized.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it has to be cauterized. But well, you mean cut out?
Uh-huh.
When cut out would be, I don't know what.
Well, I was thinking of the flesh itself. Did you ever hear that call anything?
Cutting out the flesh?
No.
Oh, the flesh, the flesh. Yes, there is a word, separated.
Uh-huh. I was thinking of proud.
Yeah, proud flesh, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Proud flesh.
Say if you cut your finger, a brown liquid medicine you could put on it that stings.
Well, you could put, are you speaking of a brown liquid? You're not speaking of argyral.
What's that?
Argyral.
Uh-huh.
That's a liquid. But you wouldn't put that on that. But the word that you're thinking of, I haven't used that for a long time because you don't use the brown liquid much now. Iodine.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Quinine.
Uh-huh.
Or quinine.
Uh-huh.